My dear friends, because I am aware of the pastoral needs here at Resurrection, and I am confident in Father Schuster's qualifications to be your pastor, I now commend Father Schuster officially and formally to you as your pastor. And I invite you now, let me know, did I make a good choice?
Thank you. Thanks, Bishop. Thanks for everything.
I'm glad y'all approve, because after 90 days, you can't send them back. And I know you wouldn't anyway, but thank you for the great love that you have and that you have shown during my 8 years as your bishop for all the pastors you've had here and the priests that have served you. You care for them with great love, and I can tell you how much I appreciate that and how much my brother priests do. Thank you for all the prayers. Thank you for the support and for the unity sticking together. And I'm so grateful that Father Schuster said yes and was willing to come. And as he said to me, I love it here. And I know he does, because it's you. He loves all of you and loves being connected into your faith, into your love, and into your hearts. So today, we give thanks for all of you and for Father Schuster. Today is the feast of Christ the King. Whenever I think of this feast, you know, I always think about how you have to find the latch to really understand the meaning. How do you open this up? I think of that because I have a priest friend who is known for regifting. He finds a gift or gets a gift. He doesn't like it. Then he gives it away. But you know what happens? He doesn't take time to really open the gift. Well, one time we were together, and sure enough, he had not found the real gift. And he gave this couple this beautiful ornament, larger than the size you normally have. And they were so delighted, and they said, we'll put it on our tree come Christmas. And their little granddaughter was over. And of course, you know, when you're about 5 or 6, nothing is real to what you can touch it, hold it. And so this very young grandchild sees the ornament. And then with her little finger, you know, she starts tracing around. And then she found the latch, what my friend had missed. And with her little finger, she pulled on that latch, and this ornament opens up. And there inside were 2 $100 bills. You should have seen the eyes on my priest friend. He hadn't put those in there. But he did not take the time to open up and discover the real gift. You see, the latch of faith. The latch that opens the mysteries, the faith in Jesus Christ. That's why today, while we're hailing Jesus Christ as the King of the universe, if you're thinking of him the way most of us think of kings, you didn't open the latch. We think of kings as people dressed in beautiful robes. Take a look at the cross here in the sanctuary. Jesus hardly has any clothing on as he hangs on the cross. When we think of kings in the world or royalty, they have beautiful throne rooms. Look where Jesus Christ is enthroned. His throne is a cross. When you think of how royalty bedecks themselves with jewelry and fine gems, take a look at Christ reigning from the cross. His gems, his jewelry are his wounds by which he has healed me and healed you of our sins. Take a look at him. And you heard the beautiful reading Whereas Christ is hanging on the cross, the King of the universe, they're jeering him, making fun of him, saying, you know, if you really are the Christ, then show your power and come down from the cross. Now, most of us, it doesn't take us long before we give in to our anger. We'll take the bait. Someone challenges us, we'll challenge them back. I come from the Lower East Side of Detroit. I know what it's like. And when you challenge someone back, that's how the world does it. Jesus Christ, while he's being jeered, being made fun of, being told, if you are the Son of God, then come off the cross. In other words, show us that power. But see, that's the world's power. Jesus' power is of love. And that's where you have to open the latch, or you miss the real gift inside. That to his very last breath, the King of the universe is breathing forgiveness and mercy, taking the sins of the world upon himself in order to heal us of our violence, to heal us of our desires for power. And his power is a kingship of love. Well, all of us, we got to look into our hearts and open that latch. How are we following Jesus Christ, the King of the universe? Or are we missing the gift? Are we missing the way that he offers to us, to his kingdom? You know, Jesus Christ, as he's hanging on that cross, takes seriously human life. For most of us, we might have said, hey, Jesus, obliterate them. What does he do? He pours out his love. To the criminal who says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. What does he do? He says, this day you'll be with me in paradise. Jesus Christ's kingdom changes the things of this world, which the world can get greedy, can get interested in power. Jesus says life, the gift of life, is so precious that Jesus Christ died for us. And that means we take care of life from the very first moment of conception when a human soul is breathed by God. When we look at human life, we take care of those who are in transit, particularly immigrants. We treat them as precious. We care for the sick. And we let them know we care about them and the homeless and the dying. Because if Jesus Christ could die for all of us, then let's open the latch and see the goodness and dignity in all human beings. I know this election cycle has been the toughest I have ever been through. And some of you are around my age. Let me tell you, I don't think any of us have ever seen anything like it. And maybe all of us weren't even sure as we went in to vote, what do we do, Lord? Fill my heart. Help me to know. But we know this. The world is never going to give us the unity. It's never going to give us the forgiveness to fill our hearts with peace. Only Jesus Christ. And we have to live as members of his kingdom. We've got to let the world know we hear the Lord and we follow him. Be sure and treasure that gift of life. Treasure the meaning of life and your families. Care about those who you minister to and live with. Care about your communities. A few weeks ago, I said to my students that I teach at St. Mary's University, how many of you are going to run for political office? Not one hand in my room. And I said, why not? I said, the world needs leadership. It needs the gospel. It needs people who care. I said, come on. If you stay and sit on the sideline, how is the world ever going to change? How will this kingdom that Jesus Christ promises, unless you open the latch and step forward in leadership, and give us a true alternative so that our lives can reflect what Jesus Christ, the King of the universe, is all about. Maybe we ask ourselves this week, what is it I'm really desiring? Did I find the latch? Or am I going for the things of the world? Am I looking at things and pictures I shouldn't be seeing on the internet? Am I really caring about the people that I'm going to have Thanksgiving dinner with? Am I going to make some time to care for the poor and those who don't have Thanksgiving and with families? Where's my latch? And will I open it and allow Jesus Christ to reign over your heart and let him reign over mine? As my friend, as we got back in the car, and I remember saying to him, boy, that was $200 you gave away. Why didn't you give me that ornament? He said, you wouldn't have found it either. Sisters and brothers, you and I have found it. That latch is faith. That's what opens up this world to grace. It allows us to see not just this kingdom, because this kingdom will end. His kingdom never will. Follow Jesus Christ. Let him be the Lord of your life. And wouldn't it be wonderful at the end of our lives that on our lips are the words of that good thief, remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom.